Sweetest friends, we are continuing our previous shiur on the topic of Yerusha and Nachala, and we saw the Chakira, whether brothers inherit their brother B'derech Mishmash, that the brother dies and his Yerusha goes to the father, the late father, and then the children inherit it via the late father, that's called Derech Mishmash, or they inherit their brother directly. So it comes out from Rabbi Kiva Eger in the Gilin of Shulchan Aruch and the Divrei Mishpat that you can be manchil la'ach bein ha'achim, you can give, somebody can give to one of his brothers more than to the other brothers, that's only because it's not derech mishmash mikoach av. When can you give to one relative more than the others? When they're royally yarsha. So Rabbi Kiva Eger says you can only say that it's royally yarsha if it's a direct Yerusha. So you can, one brother can give more to one brother than the other brother can give more to one than the other brothers, because they're yarshining him directly and not derech mishmash. So what would be the din when he doesn't have brothers and he gives to his sisters? So from Rabbi Kibeger and the Tosfos Mishnayos, it's mavur that a brother yarshins his brother, it's not derech mishmash, because the Torah writes mafurish that a brother yarshins, parenthetically, but this he answers the kashiv tosim bavavasu b'fchesam abeis. So that's explicit in the Torah. So according to this, a sister who isn't written explicitly in the Torah that she yarshins, so we can say that she doesn't yarshin her brother directly, but rather derech mishmush mikoach aviha. And not only that, the whole notion of a girl inheriting is only Yerusha's habas, which is derech aviha. So this would not be a direct inheritance according to this tzad. It would be derech mishmush derech ha'av. Sister isn't written explicitly, and we only see that her Yerusha is derech of the father. Or maybe no, after the pasuk was Megala, that the brothers can yarshin their brother, so we see it's that they have a concept of Yerusha, one brother to the other, and that's because they're so closely related. So sister is just as closely related to her brother as one brother is to his brother. So Memela, sister would inherit directly. And then Afgamina is, if a person has a number of sisters, can he give to one sister more than the others? According to Rabbi Kiva Eger, if it's derech mishmush, then no, he cannot. And if it's directly, then yes, he can, as we saw in the previous shiur. Another suffix, this is all mitoras shalmar rabbi konagod rechaim erhar with shlita, that according to the ktsos that we saw in the previous shiur, even though Yerushas ha'ach is bederech mishmush, it comes via the father, via the late father, the brother dies, his Yerusha goes to his late father, and then the father is morish that to the other brothers, to his existing sons. Nevertheless, you can still have the hanchala of Rav Yochanan ben Broka, that you can give more to one brother than the others. Even though Yerusha Sa'ach is b'derech mishmush, you can still give a larger portion to one brother than the others. That's still considered royally Yarsha, as we discussed in the previous year. And the Ktzos writes that since their Yerusha is Mikoach the brother can be manchil to whoever he wants, even the hanchala of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka of giving to one sibling more than the other siblings. They're coming Mikoach this brother, so this brother has the option of giving it to the other brothers as much as he wants, even though it's not directly from him, it's via the father, but he has that koach. So we learn from the Ktzos that even though a brother isn't considered a proper Yoresh l'gabei achiv, because a proper Yerusha is only a father to a son to a father, like the Ramban says, b'firusha l'tara parashas Pinchas, v'imein lo bas, he writes, ki a Yerusha, hi b'shalsheles hazera, b'yotzei chalotzav, v'lo b'tstadin. So it's got to come, it goes up and down, not to the sides, not to the brothers. Nevertheless, since the Yerusha of the brother comes through his brother, Mikoach his brother, so the brother can give more to one than the other. So now we have the following suffix. According to what the Dogel Meir Rav Avah writes in Shulchan Aruch Hoshin Mishpat Simen Kuf Dalet on the Shach Sif Katan Chaf Aleph, that Ben Hagiores, if you have a son of a female convert, Kaven de Einla Yorshim, she has no other yorshim. So what happens? Haben yoresh es imo bakever. The son can yarshin his mother, even though the son is now in the grave, to be manchil la'achav min ha'av, to give a nachala to his brothers from the father. So he has a Jewishly born father and Jewish relatives on that side, nothing from the mother. So in his grave, from his kever, he could be manchil la'echav min ha'av. So according to that, ha'im yechola ha'giyores la'achar misas bina la'hanchil nechoseha la'echad me'achei bana min ha'av. Can this giyores, after her son died, be manchil her nechasim to one of the brothers of her son from the father? Do we say that even though the brothers of her son are not her inheritors, nevertheless she can be manchil, like we find gabe achim, that even though a brother doesn't yarshin his brother directly, he can still be manchil to one of his other brothers a larger portion? So here also, they're not inheriting her directly, but she can still be manchil to them, still considered royal yarsha. Again, this is all according to the Ktzos, that Yerushas Ha'ach Derech Mishmush Mikoach Ha'av. Nevertheless, you can still do the Hanchal of Yochanan Ben Broka of giving more to one sibling than the other. So why don't we say here also that even though the brothers of her son, of her late son, aren't her Yorshim, nevertheless Yechola LaHanchil, she can be Manchil, like we find Legabe Achim, that even though a brother doesn't Yarshin his brother directly, but he can still give an anchala of Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Brother A can still give brother B a larger portion, or maybe no. So too, the giyores can give the derech mishmush, one of her son's brothers mitzad the father, give him an inheritance, or maybe no. Since the nachala is learned from the pasuk of biyom hanchilo es banav, so if so, granted that even somebody who is not his son can have a hanchala, like the Ktzo says, could do a hanchala to one of the brothers. That's dafka, if the yoresh is mimishpachas hamorish, there we say, koach hamorish bi yerusha. So there's still the koach of the morish, they're still related to the morish. But here, achav mina'av, ain lo shum shaychus im ha-giyores, they have no shaychus this giyores. So even here, the Ktzos would be modeh that there's no hanchala of Rabbi Yochanan and Ben Broka, Givaldik. Another nafkamina nifla b'derech hachidud, we say in Kiddushin and of Yudzayin on the base, Omar Rava, Dvar Torah Ovid Kochavim Yoreshis Aviv, Shinamar Bechishavim Konehu, Veloim Yorshe Konehu, Mechlal de Isla Yorshim. So in Minat Torah, a goy, an idolater, yarshins his father. And the Gemara derives this from the pasuk. The pasuk says, "V'chishav im koneu mishnas himachru alo ad shnas yel ve'akesef mimkaro b'mispar shanim." So he pays off the remaining years until the Yovel. So that's to his owner, but not to the Yorshim of his owner. He doesn't serve the children of his Goy Shona. This is talking about a Nimkar Lovid Kochavim, somebody who sold as a slave to a Goy. So not with the Yorshim of his owner, but that would imply that his owner has Yorshim. And therefore the Pasuk had to be Memayet that he doesn't serve the Yorshim. So you see, al kolponim, that a goy has yarshim. A goy yarshim is his father in Torah. Machlokas Rambam in Meiri, Hayim noeg benachri rak Yerushas ha'av o gam shar morishim, only Yerusha from the father, other types of Yerusha. The Rambam, Nachalos 6:9 writes, Akum Yerush Yisav Yivdvar Torah, Aval Shar Yerusha Sehem, Meinichem Oso Lefi Min Hagam. So Min HaTorah, Goy inherits his father, but the other Yerushas, that you leave Lefi Min Hagam, that's whatever the custom is, you do, but there's no Din Min HaTorah. The Meiri writes, there in Kiddushin, HaGoy Afal Pishu Meov De'alilu Min Amunos HaKadumos, Shlohayu Gduros Bedarchei Hadosos, Harei Bechlal Yerusha Shel Torah, V'yoresh Es Aviv V'shar Morisha V'cheinu Badas HaRambam B'yavam Es Tzadiches, Amid Aleph Divor Masel Duchule, brought in the Chassam Sofer and the Tshuvis and Yoredei at the beginning of Kuf Chof Zayin. So we see that the Meiri holds that even though a goy is mamish not a civilized one, this particular goy could be a barbaric one, but he's Yoresh's father, and even other Morishim. So the Meiri expands Yerusha beyond just the father-son relationship. So what would be the opinion of the Meiri that the Yerusha of a goy includes other Morishim? Is the din of Mishmush Noeg also be Yerusha's Hagoy or not? So Bipshuto would appear that since the din of Mishmush, we learn in Bava Basra Kuftes Vav Amid Aleph from the fact that it says in the Pasuk Ben Ein Lo, if he doesn't have a son, and we darshin ayena lav, look at the zera of the mace. Did he leave, if he doesn't have a son, did he leave a daughter? Or otherwise, and not only do we look down, we look in lower generations, but haketzad nachala min mashmeshes volechas ad Ruven ben Yaakov avinu. So we can even look upwards. It's derech mishmush. So akopanim, we learn the idea of mishmush, of somebody yarshining, mikach somebody else, from the pasuk of uben ein lo. And there at the beginning of the parasha it says vel b'nei Yisrael tadaber lemor. So it's true that a goy is included in the parasha of Yerusha. Nevertheless, he's not in the parasha of mishmush. So even though the other Yerushos are also in this parasha of vel b'nei Yisrael, so how do we learn that a goy is other Yerushos? So the Maknin in Kiddushin Yud Ches already says that other Yerushos begoy, we learn from the pasuk that's brought over there, ki levnei lot nasati es ar Yerusha. From there we learn that there's even a Yerusha by goyim. So that's how you have other Yerushas by Goyim. But who says that there's going to be a concept of Mishmush? So now let's make a cheshbon. If we say that Yerushas Av is Derech Mishmush Mikoach Av, and we say that a Goy doesn't have a din of Mishmush, so it could come out that even according to the Meiri, we don't. The only Yerusha we find by a Goy is the father to the son, because there you don't need the din of Mishmush, and maybe also the father of the father, if you can say the Svar that we mentioned the previous shir, that it's Mikoach Avi Abba, and that's direct. But the Meiri writes that all the Yerushas are included. So it come out now, according to this Cheshbon, that the Meiri says, on one hand, all Yerushas, all relatives can inherit, according to the Meiri. And a goy might not have derech mishmush. Because by mishmush, the parsha that teaches us mishmush, that one inherits mikoch somebody else, is, it says, vel b'nei Yisrael to dabra lemor. They don't have derech mishmush. So it must be according to the Meiri that it's direct. You can't have mishmush for goyim because it says vel b'nei Yisrael to dabra lemor, and yet the Meiri holds that other relatives are inheriting. But if other relatives are inheriting, then if you say that it's only other relatives only inherit derech mishmush, and a goy doesn't have mishmush, then how are other relatives going to be able to inherit? So it must be that all the Yerushas mentioned in the parsha are not derech mishmush. And when a brother inherits his brother, it's not derech mishmush according to the Meiri. Because goyim don't have mishmush, b'chora, and yet they do have inheritance besides father and son. So it must be the Meiri holds not derech mishmush. We have another suffix. If the din of Rav Yochanan ben Brocha, that a person can be manchil more to one of the inheritors more than the others, is this noig begoy? Because the pasuk that Rav Yochanan ben Brocha learns from is not in the parish of Nachalos, in the parish of Bechorah. And the parish of Bechorah doesn't say B'nai Yisrael. We can say that since the reason Rav Yochanan ben Brocha is because it says V'ha b'yom manchilo es banav, like we see in Bava Basra, Kuflam Ramad Aleph, and in this pasuk it says lo yuchal levaker, and from this we learn that you can't be mevatel, the manchil cannot be mevatel chelek habechora. So that's all when it comes to the Jewish people who have a din bechor, but a goy who doesn't have a din bechor, like Rashi says in Yevam Samach Beis Amar Aleph and Tosim Bechoras Mem Zayin Amar Aleph Divra Maschil Be Yoso. And look at the Reishis Bikurim over there. So we can say that just like he doesn't have a din b'chora, he doesn't have the din of b'yom hanchilo. And the din of b'yom hanchilo teaches that you can give to one inheritor more than to the other inheritors. So this is not noig by a goy, because this is mentioned in the parish of b'chora, and goyim don't have b'chora. On one hand, in the parasha Bechorah, it doesn't specifically say B'nai Yisrael. On the other hand, it talks about Bechorah, and goyim don't have that. So mele, this din of Rabbi Yochanan ben Brocha, which is derived from that parasha, of giving more to one brother than the others, would not apply to a goy. It says, V'ya b'yom anchilo azbanav. Gemara says, Atar natna rishus la'ab, l'anchil l'chol mishi yirtzeh. Torah gave rishus to the father as long as he's not being ma'avir the b'chora, but his other nechasim, he can be manchil to one son more than the other. Another nafkamina begeder Yerusha Sa'ach, the opinion of the Rashba Nidarim Mem Zayin Amar Aleph, Dibur Masl B'chayav, is that somebody who assered on himself Hana Minichse Aviv, he said, I'm not getting enough of my father's Nechasim, or his father was Meidir him, his father said to his son that you're not making a neder, that you're not getting Hana from my Nechasim, and then the father died, the son is not Zocha to Yerusha, because there's no Zechiyah B'Surei Hana. And even according to the opinion of the Ran over there, that holds that there is Yerusha because Yesh Zechia B'Yisurei Hana. Kvar Kosev Amachne Ephraim B'Hilcha Zechia. In Simadalid, But that is all when the father was Nadir min Chasav. But the Machane Ephraim says that if he asserted on himself Nichse Aviv, there the Ran is Mode, that when the father dies, the son doesn't inherit him. Ayin Sham, Behilchas Zechiyah Mehefker and Simon Dalet. So now, according to this, let's say you have a case where Reuven died, and his father assured his nechasim to his brother Shimon, or Shimon assured his father's nechasim on himself. According to the Tzad, that Yerushas Ha'ach is b'derech mishmush mikoach ha'av. If so, since the father assured his nechasim on Shimon, so you have Reuven who died, and his father assured his nechasim on his brother Shimon. Or Shimon asked himself the nechasim of his father. So according to the Tzad, that Yerushas Ha'ach is b'derech mishmush mikoach ha'av. If so, since the father assured his nechasim on Shimon, Shimon cannot be yoresh nechse Reuven. Because he's only getting, how is he getting Reuven's nechassim? Shimon wants to get Reuven's nechassim. How is Shimon able to get Reuven's nechassim? It's very simple. Reuven died, goes to his father, and then via the father, it goes to Shimon. But Shimon can't be zocher from the father, because he's aser b'nichsei the father. So if the Yerusha is going mishmush derech ha'av, if his brother Reuven died and his father asered his nechasim on Shimon, then he cannot inherit his brother Reuven's nechasim. He's right, it was Reuven's, he's cool with Reuven, but he's not cool with his father, and the nechasim are going derech his father. But if you hold that Yerusha sach is not derech mishmush, then Shimon can yarshin Reuven, because now he's yarshining Reuven directly. However, Ibcha, in the opposite scenario, is no nafkamina. Because let's say Reuven assured his nechasim on his brother Shimon, and now Reuven dies. So if it's derech mishmush, and pashut, it goes to the father, and now he's being zocha derech the father. So he's cool. But even if it's not derech mishmush, you say, oh, Reuven can't directly inherit from Shimon. Seder, he can't inherit directly from Shimon. So he's not going to get it directly. Even if you say that it normally comes shalom b'derech mishmush, but in this case, he'll get it derech mishmush. He can't inherit directly from Reuven, so Reuven died, it'll go to his father, and then it'll go to Shimon. If you say he doesn't inherit directly, he inherits it to derech mishmush, lechatchila, then that's also, he'll do it derech mishmush, but either way, he's fine, he can inherit from Reuven. But the shaila would be, if he's aser b'nichsei aviv, if it's derech mishmush, and when Reuven dies, and it goes to his father, he can't inherit it. But if he inherits directly, then he can. So Baruch Hashem, we learned some very interesting aspekas kesher, this sugya of Yerushas, and obviously this is a very broad and vast sugya, and I hope to revisit it in the future. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.